Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time, in this special moment where you can rest and refresh, receive God's word, his promise from scripture, as well as a practical soul care tip to lower stress and anxiety based on science and scripture. It's summer, and I am curious, as you're thinking about what's ahead for you, do you ever find it that it's hard to decide whether you should stop doing something you've invested time, resource, or interest in order to try something new, or maybe even explore what would be something new God has put on your heart? Sometimes we don't even know what the next step is unless we make a decision to maybe explore or to stop what we're doing. And that can be a hard decision. What are ways that can encourage you to go in a new direction where God may be pointing you? That's the topic of interest today. And I've invited my son, who's 14 years old, to explore this because we learn, no matter what age we are, the challenges of trying to find God in our decision and trusting him to make those decisions is timeless. No matter what season we're in, we're on the same spiritual path to draw close to God. And we're going to have a fun question we're going to ask everybody because we're in our summer road trip series. Let's jump right in. Well, today I have a very special guest, and it's Caleb. My son just graduated from eighth grade. He'll be going to ninth grade in the fall. Welcome, Caleb.
Hello.
So I want to ask you, our question for our listeners today, for our road trip question, is we love Star Wars. We're a family who loves Star Wars. And if you could choose one character, would be your favorite character that would kind of represent you, which character would it be? So we have Yoda, Luke, Obi-Wan, or Han Solo. Who would that be for you, listeners, as you hear Caleb's answer? Who would you identify with? And feel free to put a little pause on as you share your answers, whether you're in the car on the road trip or maybe you're around your, or you're just in the car. You're on your way somewhere.
I think that I really like Yoda because he's green and I really like green. And, you know, I always thought he was really cool and he's kind of on the smaller side, which I am.
That's fun. It's so interesting, that kind of answers you get. You never know. That's why I love these answers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even with Caleb, right? I've known you your whole life, and I had no idea what you were going to say, and that I just learned something about you. Okay, so my character would be Obi-Wan. I like Obi-Wan because I feel like he has a lot of experience, and he uses his experience to help give confidence to Luke. And I think that that's a really wonderful trait. And I'm always devastated. I hope that I'm not giving away any spoilers here, but something happens to Obi-Wan at the end. And so it's always like, I always wish the story would turn out differently. What do you think about Obi-Wan?
Yeah, Obi-Wan's really cool. You know, he's been through lots of adventures and stuff, and like it's always fun to watch him in like the Clone Wars, and yeah, he's a cool guy.
Well, one of the reasons why we're asking this question is we want to talk about adventure and the importance of having adventure in our lives, and that God is part of that. It's part of the way he's created us, that we were made for adventure. One of the first persons that I thought of in some ways is Moses, and how he went on an adventure with God. He had no idea what was going to be up ahead for him as he was going to be called out of Egypt and make his way with his friends and his family to the promised land. So our soul care tip today is about the importance of doing new things. Research shows that novelty being able to do new things, it helps your brain to feel that dopamine hit, which is just that sense of joy that we relate to joy. It's that moment when you're learning something new or you're doing something new. So to lower stress, and it's summer, it's a perfect time to try to do some new things. So listener, as you're listening to this question, what is something new that God's put on your heart that would be a good time during the summer to try? And with that, I want to ask Caleb, one thing that we've been chatting about, you just finished school last week, you know, what is something new that you can try this summer? Why don't you share with us what's something new that we kind of came up with as we were chatting about it?
Yeah, one thing that is really exciting this summer is that even though I've been playing soccer for many years, I'm trying out cross country with the school team, and I've been going to some of their practices over the summer, and I realized that I really enjoy cross country, and it's a lot of fun.
Is that kind of a hard decision? Because for me, I was kind of surprised that, you know, having played soccer for so many years, you've chosen to stop soccer and try this new sport of running. Was that hard for you to decide? And why or why not?
It wasn't actually too hard for some reason. I think, you know, for some reason, soccer just hasn't been really as fun. And then when I tried cross country, it was a lot of fun. And I really look forward to it now. And I realized soccer just isn't that enjoyable for me.
Yeah, so this is interesting because I was telling Caleb that it's really important to be able to know that it's okay for a season you enjoyed soccer. And sometimes we might think, gosh, I've invested so much time in this one thing. You know, is it good for me to just stop and switch over to something new? And I was reassuring you, Caleb, that it's important to be able to try new things, especially when you feel a sense of joy in looking forward. I thought that was a really good indication that this was something that God was putting on your heart. A new joy that you can develop, even though maybe on the outside, it's not something you have a whole lot of experience in, right? I'm going to be asking Caleb how he sees God in this decision and how it has helped him to stop doing something that he's invested many years on. And he's actually, you know, quite good at it. And yet his relationship with God and how he discovered God is going to be a part of helping encourage us to look at our own decisions and why it would motivate us to try new things with God. I want to invite you to pick up a copy of my book. It's a new book. It's called Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. And it goes through 21 different stressors we experience in four different areas: in our emotional well-being, physical well-being, spiritual well-being, and social well-being. And it's a great time during the summer to enjoy this book, whether it's taking it with you to the beach, to the park, or wherever you're going, put it in your beach bag, or even read a chapter a week with your family. We're doing that. I'm doing that with my boys. It's really important, especially in this really stressful society where going to school, there's a lot of different stresses our kids go through, and they can learn to develop these tools and techniques based on God's word and also on science to lower stress and anxiety. And, you know, when they're feeling down, these are things, actions you can take in order to help your body and your emotions feel better. So I know for my boys, this is something I definitely need to help equip them. And you can use this as well as a family to discuss it. So Eric and I and my boys, they're really short chapters, and you can just be able to answer the questions or just kind of talk about whether the soul care tip is something of interest. It's a great way to talk about well-being with God's word as well as science. So I invite you to pick up a copy and take the soul care quiz at soulcarequiz.com.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
So how do you see God in this? It might seem something very simple, but do you see God in this new interest or change or this new direction you're going in?
Well, I think I can see God's gifts in this, like that he gave to me. Like, I think I have a gift for running, which is why I enjoyed soccer, because soccer has lots of running. But I guess I just never tried cross country or another running, just like, or track or something like that. And when I did try that, that's really where God's gift kind of shone through. And that's kind of pointing me to what God really wants me to do.
I think that's really wise, you know, encouragement for all of us is that sometimes we don't even know what it is we might even enjoy doing if we don't try it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if we don't try new experiences and like, you know, test out the water a bit and just kind of go out of our comfort zone a bit, we don't know what we really might enjoy.
Yeah, I think that's a good thought to rest into. And that through it, I liked hearing that you felt you discovered that God did give you a gift for it.
Yeah.
So friend, how about you? What is God calling you to perhaps put a pause on and to stop? There were some really helpful indications that God was guiding Caleb to trying something new. One thing is that we discovered he wasn't really looking forward to his soccer practices any longer. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Sometimes there's opportunity where we need to address why we may not be motivated. But in Caleb's case, we wanted him to try something new. And he discovered God in his new direction. As he tried something new, he realized he had joy. He was looking forward to doing the runs. And he discovered that this is where God is leading him next. And he discovered God's gift in trying something new, which he didn't even realize he had before. So I just really wanted to encourage you, friend, that you may not even know what it is God may have prepared for you to discover a gift that he has placed in you. And trying something new will really bring it out to shine in your heart. And it's a wonderful way that we can practice soul care is by being with God in our new experiences and discovering more about how he created you and what is the light that he wants to shine in you and through you.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Our scripture today is from Exodus. I talked about how Moses, he was on an adventure with God. He had no idea all the different challenges that awaited him, and yet he wanted God's presence. The most important thing to Moses is that God was with him, and that's why I asked Caleb, how do you see God in that decision? The most important thing is, how do we see God? How is he showing up in your life as he's guiding you? And so the scripture is from Exodus 33:14. It's a beautiful scripture. I've given it to the boys because it's been such a blessing to me. And I offer it to you as well because it's from God's word, his promise. Exodus 33:14. And the Lord answered, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." Again, the promise, the Lord answered, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." when we know that God is with us, we can rest in whatever we come across. We know that as long as God is with us, He'll be faithful to take care of us and guide us and help us learn. And His presence is what gives us rest. So, dear friend, use this as a breath prayer. You can inhale, "My presence will go with you." Exhale, "And I will give you rest." Friend, what is it that you may be wrestling over? A decision to do something new, to pause or stop something that had been good for a season. You've invested time, resource, and your heart. Could it be a relationship? Could it be a job? Could it be a role, a responsibility, or maybe a hobby or an interest or some commitment? I don't know what that is for you. And yet, give yourself that permission in that breath prayer where you can hear God say to you, "My presence will go with you." Inhale, exhale, "And I will give you rest." Dear friend, may you rest in God's presence with you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that you are a God of adventure. You don't want us to just stay in where we are because you have new things you want to bless us with. You want to show us new gifts that you've placed in us. And so we want your presence. We want to know that you're with us. And so God, I pray for the beautiful one who's listening right now. Reassure her heart. Reassure his heart that you are with them and you will go with them wherever you may be guiding them next, because you are their rest. Your love, your faithfulness, you will always take care of your beloved one. So thank you for loving us. Thank you for guiding us in the past. Thank you for being with us today. And thank you that you go with us ahead into tomorrow and the future. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, I hope you're enjoying a wonderful summer. Remember to pick up a copy of my new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stressless and Transform Chaos to Calm, and take that soul care quiz at soulcarequiz.com. Breathe, thanks to you, this community of brothers and sisters, has become number one new release on Amazon on audiobook and Kindle. And I'm just so thankful. I hope that it's blessing you as much as it has blessed me. And remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.